We were discussing a shocking thing. Katie came in this morning and told me that she's been haunted by a murder that happened in her small town in Pennsylvania where she grew up when she was 11 years old.
Traumatized, Jared. Yeah. Traumatized.
And there's even places we go now where she's like, I don't want to go in that bathroom because there's a murder that happened in a Chinese restaurant's bathroom. A lady got murdered, locked in the bathroom. They locked all the other employees in the...
The walk-in cooler. Yeah.
Right.
And now we know, I mean, that was in 1992. And now we know that a Chinese gang was involved. And the
from
owner...
China,
from China.
From China. That was a hit.
Yeah. And one of the owners, the guy, was married to another woman, even though he had a wife and three children in China.
And the wife hired the hitman, which was her aunt, who was the head of some Chinese gang in New York.
By the way,
this has to be a movie.
We grew up in the most rural of rural areas, Quarryville, Pennsylvania, where it was 90% Amish. And I think still is.
Right. And here's some innocent lady who just lives in America that meets this guy, gets married, working in the Chinese restaurant with him, and then just gets her head blown off.
Well, see, I don't know if she was innocent. I'm not 100% sure, but she probably did not deserve to die.
I mean, if she lived in America, how would they... No. Well, anyway.
How would you know?
Probably didn't deserve
to die. I can't speak for her because I don't know, but...
Yes.
You have new information?
Well, my sister immediately... We have Colleen on the phone. Colleen wrote to me as soon as the story was over, and she goes, you didn't even tell the best part. And I said, well, you're going to have to call in and tell because I don't remember.
Good morning, Colleen.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. By the way,
is this the sister that knocked the cupcake out of your hand?
It is.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, it is. And Colleen and my sister Molly are equally as traumatized as me from our childhood. Right?
Yeah, so yeah, definitely. I just think that knowing now that it was a hit, I don't want to say it's comforting, but I think that we just kind of thought like, well, this could happen at any time now, right? Like,
yeah.
We probably shouldn't go back here, but we did because it was the only restaurant, as you confirmed.
And we love but Chinese so, food.
But I just remember, I don't know if it was Halloween day, night. I mean, it was night, but I don't know if it was exactly Halloween, maybe a day or two before. And Dad is sent off with all of us, for whatever reason, to pick up Chinese food. So he's like, all right, stay in the car. He leaves it running. We're in the parking lot. He goes in, and I think we're already like, oh, like, is Dad going to get killed? So
after the
there
murder.
Are teenagers.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, who knows?
So the restaurant is still open after the murder. Did it just continue to be open? It's like, nothing to see here.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, but we were definitely not going in.
And also, can I just say, Colleen, real quick, I like how Mom sends Dad and all of us to a place where there was just a murder and is like, pick up the food.
Right. Go.
Yeah, instead of her just going, or him just going by himself. Yeah. Why are you going to take all three kids?
Yeah, I know. That's a murder. I don't remember. Like, I don't know why. We were all in the car, but we were. And so it is definitely night. It is dark. And there are teenagers driving around the parking lot on top on the hood of the car. And I was like, this is bad. This is just bad. Like, what? They're probably going to kill someone. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I think we all got so terrified in the car that we were like, should we go in the restaurant? What's the better option here?
Stay
out here.
Right. And get murdered.
With the teenagers who are just being crazy, probably going to kill somebody, or go inside and risk also death.
Getting shot and killed.
It's not a good answer.
We went inside.
Okay.
We went inside.
I don't remember. I have no recollection of that, Colleen. Going when when you mentioned the kids on the car, the teenagers, because, you know, they were much older than us at the time. I remember the teenagers on the car and kind of not spinning out or whatever, but like going faster on the parking lot. But I don't remember getting out of the car and going into the rush. I must have blocked it.
Well, I just knew it was like a real Sophie's choice. We had to either stay in that car, like Dad told us, but we were scared, or go inside, which we were also scared. So I don't know.
I'm not judging your dad at all.
Yeah.
But it's funny because you had like a 7-year-old, a 9-year-old, an 11-year-old in the car after a murder on Halloween night. He's like, stay in the car with the car running.
It's traumatic.
He's probably like, to your mom, like, really? I got to go take these people? Okay, whatever.
I have to go pick up Chinese food and take the kids?
Right, okay, fine.
But also, as a mom, I'm like, I get it. Get out. Take the kids with you.
Go do something. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Man.
My goodness. Since we have you on the phone, Colleen.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, you
are you like the default older sister in the family? Because you're younger than Katie, but you smack cupcakes out of her hand. You seem like a more responsible one. I do want to ask you this question. We asked this question earlier. We just want to know if it runs in the family. If someone offered you $3 billion, seriously, $3 billion, and you could never, ever drink alcohol again, would you take the money?
I was listening. And honestly, I don't know.
See?
It's tough for me. Because I also love wine. And I wouldn't want to die because I would definitely drink it.
Yeah, Colleen, you keep a box of bedtime wine.
What
is that going to be exactly?
She has a box beside her bed that she can just fill up, and then she will sit in the bed and read or watch TV and have her glass of wine.
Okay, so I'm a listener to the family. I get it.
That's baller.
That's fine.
Don't even pretend like you don't know.
First of all, you have box wine. That's becoming more popular,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, delicious.
But you,
yeah, and it's a pour spout.
What'd you say?
It's a pour spout?
It's a pour spout. Yeah, so it's easy.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
That's why more people don't do this, honestly.
Well, I give Jason 2 weeks before he's got this in his
yeah. I found the best box wine.
You guys have never heard of bed wine.
No, not red. She drinks red.
You don't have to have that. And once it's open, the
box. No, it's fine. Because it's in the vacuum pack.
Clearly, you're taking the $3 billion because you don't even.
I am taking. $3
billion. Would Molly, your other sister, would she take the $3 billion?
She probably would.
She works for a wine company.
Yeah, but that's true.
But she wouldn't have to work again. I'm not saying she didn't like her company, but
yeah,
no more working.
Do you think she would?
Maybe.
Yeah, I feel like of all three, she would be the one to do it and would work for the wine company still.
I got
but,
you.
But yeah, Colleen and I. Mm-mm.
No, okay,
yeah. Colleen says she doesn't know, but I know.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, if she has bedtime wine, I don't even drink it, and that sounds like might need to go see somebody.
That bedside wine,
you're
man.
You're a functioning alcoholic. It's fine. It's okay.
She's like, what?
She's not drinking all day.
Like, I called in for about a murder, not about my drinking.
It's a different trauma we're talking about, okay?
There are a lot of women that do have wine, I noticed, in bed, and I think, you know, she probably doesn't want to get up for the second glass, which leads me to believe that she's drinking multiple glasses a night from the bedside.
I don't think you don't drink during the day. Like Colleen sometimes
at night
angers me because I'll go visit, you know, and I'll want to start having a glass of wine at like cocktail hour or maybe a little bit before. She's like, no, no. And she'll go through dinner and then not have anything. And then she'll bring out the wine. I think, I don't know how you wait that long.
Maybe she knows she's going to slam it right before bed.
Maybe.
Okay. No, judgment free. All right, Colleen, thanks for calling in.
Okay, I love you, Call.
Absolutely. Bye.
Bye.
It's like, I regret that.
I think that will be the one and only time she ever calls.
No, she's funny.